on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Bye-bye. Well, good morning. 6:15, Brock Hunter. Yeah, man. So, how you feeling today, buddy?
Huh? Nah, shut up.
Feel a little rough, huh?
You're trying to lead into.
You feel a little rough, huh?
I figured it out. You know what the one thing about boating and boats that I figured out that is not good. You know what it is?
What?
Everything about it's awesome. But the next day, usually.
You feeling, now is it what? From loading and unloading the boat, or is it from the shenanigans on the boat while, out on the water?
So yesterday, let me tell you, the loading and the unloading was great. I think we got that part figured out. It's good. It was all good.
Yep.
And I didn't have to captain too much yesterday. So you know what that means?
More time.
It means you're on a boat and you let loose a little bit. You pour them a little heavier if you don't have much to worry about because, well, you're not in charge.
Yeah, you're not driving.
Finally, I get to enjoy this thing a little bit and lay back. Well, boy, I'll tell you what, that hot sun, dude, and the next day comes. Yeah, I woke up this morning like, dude, what? Why?
Feeling a little under the weather, if you will. Well, look, you're here. You made it. That's half the battle, right?
Made it. You know? And you know, I'll be fine. It's just like that first half hour after waking up, you're like, what?
Yeah. You're still in that haze. You're like, all right, I'm either still drunk or I'm hungover. It's one of the two. Yeah, I need to figure this out.
I think it's crossing over to where I'm getting hungover.
You're sitting there looking
trying to beat it with
looking in the mirror, just going, "Oh boy, this is going to be a long day. This is going to be
what?" That's what I just felt like a dummy waking up.
Well, I'll try and take it easy on you. It's not too busy of a day overall. Like, I mean, we got the show, which, you know, we can limp through. I mean, this show was built on being able to do it when you're hungover. So we'll be all right.
Yeah, that's what I love. Dude, imagine being like on a news station or something where I had to comb my hair. Leah, proper weather today. No, that sucks. I couldn't do that right now.
That's why a bunch of newscasters just do cocaine. That's why. It's just right before you go on air. That fixes everything. Then you're ready to go.
Right. Ain't no parted hair disguising this hangover, that's for sure.
You're sitting in a robe and you're questioning your life is what you're doing.
What? Mouth's half open, eyes half shut.
Fantastic. All right. Well, let's limp through this together, buddy. I'll get you to the finish line, and you can go take a nap for like 6-7 hours, okay?
Help me, Brock.
All right, we got to get to your 6 a.m. WTF of the day while Hunter gets some water in him.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning
Show.
That's
what it is. Yeah, I woke up this morning, WTF.
What am I doing? Well, this story brings a whole new meaning to fast food. Someone in Oklahoma went to Carl's Jr. near Tulsa on Monday, and when they checked their bag, they found their food, which is good, and also a small baggie of meth. Oh, yeah. The meth meal. That's number 8 at Carl's Jr., I believe.
I'll take a side of honey mustard. Sweet and sour, anybody? And some meth.
Meth. Cops arrested an employee named Bryce Francis for it. He apparently put it in there. It's not clear if he dropped it in by mistake or meant to do it. It's possible he's been selling the drugs at work and dropped it in the wrong bag. The restaurant is right next to a high school, so they charged him for distributing drugs within 2,000 feet of a school, which you can't
be doing that, dude, next to a school.
No, you got to be careful with that.
It really amplifies the charge a little bit.
You always got to do it 2,001 feet from the school. That's how you're all right. Here's one more fun detail. They posted his mugshot on Facebook, and when they booked him, he was wearing a sleeveless shirt with the hashtag freedom printed on the front. Freedom! Yes.
Freedom.
A little less freedom now.
Freedom.
So this has got to be happening all the time, right? Let's say you got a buddy who knows a guy who works over at a fast food place. Says, yeah, look, man, he'll get you hooked up. Just go there and order the number 9 and tell him to make it extra speedy, right? And that'll tell Frank.
Supersize me, if you know what I mean.
That'll tell Frank that you want the meth, right? I mean, it seems easy to do.
You're already driving through. People are already. Hey, it's quite common, I think. Like, actually, there was a place back in the 90s here locally that was kind of known for that. and is not there anymore because of it. But that was weed. They weren't selling, you know.
Okay, so drugs. That brings my next thing. So what would be the different phrases for the different drugs? So I think for meth, speed, just say, hey, make a number 9 and make it speedy. For cocaine, would you be
I'll take a number 2 with a Diet Coke.
Oh, nice. You got to emphasize the Coke. I was going to say maybe paranoid. Maybe like I'll take a number 2, extra paranoid. And then you got, okay, so there you go. There you get the Coke. I like yours better, though. Weed, maybe like I'll take a number 4, chilled. How about that? Like, you know, like you chilled.
I'll take a Diet Green tea.
Green tea. Oh, I get what you're saying. I like the angle you're taking. I like the angle you're taking. What would, trying to think what else. What would ecstasy be?
Ecstasy?
I'll take a number 7 and just lick my face, man. What?
I'll take a small number 8 with a pacifier.
There you go. There you go.
If you know what I mean.
The pacifier kids meal. So there you go. With your fast food orders, you know, get your drugs. Just make sure you get the right code phrase and put it in the right bag.
Hey. You used to get toys with your Happy Meal. Not anymore, ladies and
gentlemen. Get a fat 8-ball. I'll take that, man. That's good. That's a good deal. Why did this Happy Meal? Why did this Happy Meal cost me $87? This is nuts. All right, there you go. That
puts a whole new meaning to a Happy Meal.
Happy Meal, right there. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.